I had to take care of some stuff first. Plus, I got no phone. It got cut off when I got locked up and stopped paying it. Point is, I met a dude inside, Jose Luis, a Dominican, good guy. We shared a cell and talked a lot. He got caught writing bogus checks for ghost employees for a company that didn't exist. But he has all kinds of things going on. One of them is hooking up Dominican women with single Boricua guys, yeah? They hook up, live together for a while, so they can get to know each other. And then get married, so the woman can get citizenship. Then, a quick divorce. It pays 20 keys, man. We looked at each other. You're really gonna do that? Asked Tavo. Bimbo smiled slightly. I didn't think citizenship was that easy to get, especially if you got divorced right after, but said nothing. ¿Te vas a casar con una dominicana? Said Paul. Paul was always sliding back into Spanish whenever he was scared, drunk, angry, or surprised. In other words, often. Since Tavo's family hadn't moved to Puerto Rico until he was 10, he'd never really picked up Spanish, and we mostly talked in English for his sake. We had all picked up English skills elsewhere, and we loved that it made our conversations feel private at school, but we still switched back and forth. Paul did it more than the rest of us. Luckily, Tavo had gotten used to it and almost always got the gist of things. I'm already living with her, said Bimbo. That's part of the stuff I had to get squared away. Where are you living now? I asked. Same place, said Bimbo. My sis is living with her new boyfriend. I have the house to my... What's her name? Asked Tavo. Altagracia. We looked at each other again. Altagracia was the name of a Dominican house cleaner who had appeared in a comedy show on local TV when we were kids. She was always the butt of the joke in every skit. Puerto Ricans always made fun of Dominicans, which is stupid because we're all in the same brown boat. But some Boricuas feel superior to them, even though we're second-class citizens from a colony where we can't vote in U.S. elections. At least our colonizers hand us a blue passport when we're born,